Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Now to the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv, about 25 miles from the Russian border. CNN's Sam Kiley is reporting on the situation there. I spoke with him earlier today, and he told us what was going on.
What we're seeing here is, and had been seeing since the early hours of this morning, about an hour and a half before dawn, is either airstrikes or ballistic missile strikes against military installations. There's an airfield, a couple of airfields not far from Kharkiv. This is a city of 1.5 million people, very much the intellectual center, not just of Ukraine, but in Soviet days of the whole Soviet Union. So hitting the civilian center has so far been largely avoided. But what they have been doing, and we've been feeling the concussion of the blast elsewhere, is firing multiple rocket launch systems onto military targets, predominantly airfields and air defensives.
Does there seem to be an effort right now to avoid commercial areas, to avoid residential areas?
It is clear that there haven't been any airstrikes near us. We've seen it in the distance. It would be wrong to say that they've completely avoided the urban area, but it isn't a blanket bombardment. It would appear that the Russians are taking advantage of the sort of modern weaponry they have, at least in this stage. And I think, I'm not sure one would impute a great deal of humanitarian intent to the Russian military after seeing what they've done in Syria. Mm-hmm. But I think they have a political intent here, which is that 75% of the population in this city is Russian speaking as a mother tongue. It doesn't mean they're natural supporters of Russia, but these are ethnically the sorts of people that Putin claims he is coming to rescue, something that obviously I and that state would dispute.
Does that suggest that there will be fewer people, including obviously the military, who would pick up arms and try to resist this in this area, Kharkiv?
No, I don't think it does. I think there's been a very significant change since the war began in 2014 with Russian incursions into the east of the country and the seizure of Crimea. Back then, I think that there was a lot of ambivalence in the Russian-speaking populations. They felt marginalized by what they would call the then imposition of Ukrainian language upon them and so on. Nowadays, Russian-speaking peoples here are very fed up. They see the poverty and grinding misery of those areas that have been under Russian-backed rebels for the last 8 years. And compare that to this city, Kharkiv, which is the sort of silicon step, if you like. It's very much part of the international community intellectually and technologically. And they look across the border at what Putin's Russia is offering, which has been strangulation of the free press, a strangulation of opposition, the murder of opponents using chemical weapons. And they compare that to the sort of life they have now and would like by being Western looking. And there is much less natural sympathy for the Russian position. I haven't come across anybody, frankly, here who's expressed that in the last month.
Is there any indication from people you talk with there that, as you suggest, that their lives are really about to shift radically because of what's happening now?
There's a deep concern. I mean, I'm working with Ukrainians, particularly people from Kyiv, who are pretty rattled by the extent to which Kyiv is now emerging as the sort of target that the Russians and the Europeans were warning that it would be. It does seem that a campaign has begun to attempt to decapitate the government there, possibly even jail or kill a lot of its leaders, perhaps go after those sorts of individuals that might lead a future resistance against the Russians. And of course, this is all assuming that the Russians win or that this is some kind of swift campaign. Any general will tell you very few plans survive contact with the enemy. And the enemy has a vote. It is likely, I think, very certain that the Ukrainians, after this initial onslaught, will gather themselves and start to use some of the new technology that they have been able to get, particularly from the West, to take the fight back to Russia. But I think in terms of ordinary civilians, they are very worried that their country is going to be turned into a colonized state. They do not wish to be part of a capitalist dictatorship run by oligarchs and thieves. They're frantically trying to get rid of their own oligarchs and thieves from their own political structures as part of their efforts to join the European Union.
Very briefly, Sam, you felt the vibrations from the airstrikes in your hotel. I'm assuming that residents there also felt the vibrations. Are they seeking cover? And if they are, where are they going?
They have been seeking cover. These multiple rocket launching systems are very scary because they'll kill everything in an area the size of a football field in short order if they're used in that way. So in some parts of the city, and certainly Clarissa Ward, I think, has been in the outskirts of the city. She's been reporting from metro systems where people have been hiding in the metro system. But people have been told by the mayor here to stay home. Public transport is still working. Some shops are open. Most seem to be closed. But people are taking a much more kind of suck it and see approach. That may well be because running away may not be the best or safest option at this stage.
Is there anything else that we should know?
I think the thing that really matters will be what happens over the next 24 hours for the second phase of the Russian campaign, whether or not the Ukrainians can consolidate. They've got some significant weaponry that they can deploy. And if they take the energy out of the initial blitzkrieg, if you like, of the Russians, then things may get much, much stickier. And that doesn't necessarily mean much safer for civilians. It could actually get an awful lot worse.
CNN, Sam Kiley, reporting from Kharkiv in Ukraine. Thank you very much, Sam, and please stay safe.
Thank you.